Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Each morning for years, I do the exact same thing. I get up, review the headlines, lace up my running shoes, and work out. During my cool down, I silently reflect, pray, and list off what I am grateful for. And I think to myself, what do I get to do today, and what will I learn? Preparing a weekly podcast has been one of the most rewarding challenges of my life because each episode is just that. It's one episode. It comes and goes, and a new one has to emerge. I've been inspired by a lot of things over the last 173 episodes. Music, bumper stickers, books, people passing me on the highway, history. And this week, well, this week it was another podcast. You see, in my morning reflections, I am thinking about all the ways I am fortunate to serve, and it helps me frame my mindset. I don't have to do anything because I get to do things. It is my choice how I go into my day, how I treat other people, when I choose to be energetic, how I interact with others, and how my leadership will shine or scuff someone else. And it's the same for you. I spend a lot of time in my car, and I have a few podcasts that I listen to religiously. Two of them each morning for my news, some for joy, some for learning, and others just to challenge me intellectually. This week, when I was listening to a podcast for joy, I heard something that stopped me, like literally stopped me. I pulled over on the interstate at 9:30 at night as I was driving back from supporting a school board, and I scrambled looking for a piece of paper and a pen to write out what I had just heard because I wanted to make sure to take a note of what it was because it may have been the simplest and most impactful thing I've received in a long time. Now, before we get into my epiphany, I want to remind you of our obligations as leaders. First and foremost, it is to always be working on ourselves as leaders, recognizing that we are both vulnerable and flawed, and that we should be constantly looking inward before working outward. That, as a leader, we are hypercognizant of our influence on others, and as a result, we are constantly utilizing the two greatest qualities found in great leaders: reflection and empathy. Are you taking time to reflect upon your actions, and as you are working for others in your days, are you considering them in your decision-making? That's reflection and empathy. Looking inward routinely is powerful, and like all good leaders, there should be a process. As leaders, our mindset and our ability to be our best is very important for those we serve, everyone we serve. Leaders who go through their day confident that they are right, that they are incapable of error, well, those types of leaders, they're just dangerous because they ripple through the lives of those they serve without reflection of consequence. You, however, are someone who makes a difference every moment of the day, and being a Buffalo leader is someone like you who charges into the storm with optimism. And you know what? That is not always easy. It's a lot of energy, and at times can just simply be taxing. Which is why, the other day, when I was zooming along at the speed limit, sort of, and was laughing and heard a new way to reflect upon myself and my leadership, as well as my overall life, I was like, woo, this is smart thinking. Now, how about some serious irony? I heard this smartest of thinking on a podcast. Yep, a podcast called Smartless. Yeah, Smartless. It is a podcast or project by three celebrities who thought it would be fun to speak to different guests each week and just record themselves hanging out and talking. The podcast is Smartless, and it is hosted by Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes, all three acclaimed TV and motion picture stars and hilarious friends. What they do each week is really enjoy listening to, well, each other. And that's why I love listening to this, because it's one of my joy podcasts. I usually just drive along or walk and listen to their conversations, laugh, and then I move on. Each week, one of the three is responsible for lining up a guest, and then they surprise the other two, and they get to talk to the guest, and it's frankly a lot of sarcasm, self-deprecation, and insight into people from a really cool perspective, because they're humble and they work in the entertainment business. They keep it real with celebrities. I mean, keeping them real, and it's fun. They've had Paul McCartney, Will Ferrell, Ricky Gervais, Reese Witherspoon, Melissa McCartney, Jennifer Aniston, Jimmy Kimmel, and Robert Downey Jr. on, as well as a bunch of other people. It comes out weekly, and it's really funny, warm, genuine, and insightful. So last week, when I was driving and listening to them, trying to catch up, and they were interviewing a comedian, an actor, and an author. It was Martin Short. Yeah, the old guy from like the Three Amigos and Saturday Night Live and SCTV. He was witty, interesting, reflecting, and intriguing. As they were all talking, Sean Hayes told a story about being a guest of Martin Short for a weekend at his home and how Martin Short had a great process for reflecting and looking at his life. In other words, just keeping perspective. On this podcast, we've talked about, yeah, my podcast, we've talked a lot about framing our issues, how we have good problems, how we need to be resilient, yet how we need to maintain optimism and that we should try to create balance in our lives. But as I was driving along, I heard Martin Short talk about a period in his life in which he was struggling, was worried about working in the future, and didn't know what was going to happen. And then, how after 2 months of worrying and wasting time, he got a ton of work and decided that he would never have wasted 2 months like that ever again if he knew what would have happened. He then discussed how he decided to look at his whole life like a report card. Yeah, a report card, like in school. And he would then evaluate how he was doing based upon his life's overall GPA. Not just the moment or a specific course. This is when I hit the brakes. You ever have one of those moments where you're like, oh my gosh, I cannot forget this? Well, I had that moment at that time. And then as he continued to explain it, he decided to grade himself on 9 categories of his life to determine how he was doing and then look at his overall GPA, allowing him to look at his entire life as a whole instead of judging it on a moment or an isolated event or just part of his life. It's genius. When he listed off all the categories, I thought, oh my goodness, this screams a process for continuous improvement in life. All the tools we've worked on together in these different episodes, all the different ways that we've applied these things in our own lives. Now they fall into alignment around Martin Short's idea of reflecting and grading his own world, giving himself an overall GPA instead of picking on the individual courses and areas of his life that weren't going well, focusing instead on not on the micro, but on the macro. And here are the 9 categories. Now, as I read them, I want you to think to yourself, would I give myself an A, a B, a C, D, or an F in this category? But just in that category, because no one is a daily valedictorian. But each day we can strive to improve in these categories, especially if we are reflective. So here they are. Category 1 that you would grade yourself in. And remember, A, B, C, D, or F. Self. Your own personal health and safety. Where would you grade yourself? Category 2. Your immediate family. You know, your proverbial spouse, partner, and your children and loved ones. How are you doing there? The original family. The people you grew up with. Your mom and dad, brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts and uncles, grandparents. Think about that. Like, this is really powerful, and we're only on the third course, the third class. Category 4, your friends. What is the health of your friendships? Your money. Right or wrong, the scorecard is this is the one that most people pay attention to in their grades in life. We judge ourselves by what materials we have instead of what we have all around us. Category 6, your career. How fulfilling is your work? Category 7, creativity. Your innate ability to be creative outside of work. Your hobbies, your habits, your loves. Category 8, discipline. Having the self-control to implement your goals. In other words, to be focused. And category 9, your lifestyle. Are you actually having any fun? Okay, think about this. Now think about this, doing this once a week or once a month or when you're having a bad day or a bad moment, to just stop and say to yourself, I need to grade my overall picture here. Because if you do this and you look at yourself, I mean, you look at the low areas and say, all right, what do I need to do differently in order to improve? And you look at the high areas and say, what do I need to do to maintain this? Well, it's powerful. So I got home. I wrote out what I had heard and learned and that what I needed to do was learn more about it. So I found out he wrote about this in his autobiography, the book called I Must Say, my life as a humble comedy legend. So I ordered the book, and then I rescored myself and calculated my GPA. After I calculated my GPA, I looked there, and I wasn't really satisfied because mine was a 2.83. I sat on that GPA for a couple of days, started to think about what I needed to do different, what work I had to do, and then I began to deploy a few continuous improvement processes. I know, sounds really dorky, but yeah, I actually did it. I sat down and I did a gap analysis diagram, my current state versus my desired state, and what did I need to do in between those? One of the areas I scored myself really low on was my family, not Charlie, Megan, and Grace, but my mom and dad and my brother. So I upped my GPA. I went and spent the day with my dad. I realized that I needed to add some energy to a few areas of my life. And by the end of the weekend, I rescored myself. And today, I upped my GPA. I believe that if you grade yourself, you'll find the same thing. However, it's momentary. It is a recognition that I have to work inward every day in order to be impactful outward. I wasn't depressed with my GPA. I was like, wow, in Martin Short's framework, I have some really good grades, and yet I have some other areas that I need to commit myself to be better. It's like history classes for me when I was in high school and middle school. I loved them. It was engaging and an easy lift for me academically. Same for classes in political science and government and economics and leadership. But throw me into a math class? Suddenly my mind throws up blocks, provides me excuses, and I realize in order to get a C, I have to put in a lot of effort. So when I went through those categories, I realized I have areas of my life that are like math. I need to put some energy into them. Some of you are the opposite. You'll score yourself really high in areas that I'm low in, and you'll need energy in other areas. You and I can't be all things to all people, but we can be better when we take time to think about it. And after I had thought about the fact that the man who played Ed Grimley and made me laugh all through high school was a reflective genius, I decided to take this process up a notch. After I finished the process, I thought there are two things on this report card that are missing for me, and I think for you. So here is how I iterated off of Martin Short's process. I added two more categories that I believe we all need to reflect upon with regularity. Now hear them and grade yourself again. A, B, C, D, or F. Category 10, leadership. Are you influencing and serving? And category 11, well, we should always end with this one, Buffalo. How is your optimism and attitude? Adding these two categories does a couple things. It incorporates our life mission of leadership as well as mindset. And most importantly, it brought up my GPA. I'm thinking and taking this process now, and I'm going to be creating for you a template with our team. And it will be included in this week's TH3. So if you don't subscribe, get onto Twitter and Facebook, look for me or the Smart Thinking Podcast, or go to the CESA6.org website so that you can subscribe to it and get the TH3 every week. Because each time we have tools that we talk about on the podcast, we publish them for you with Theodore's 3 on Thursdays. Something you should be reading, something you should be listening to, and something you should be watching. And then the tools are there for you as well. We created a monthly report card for you to review, and I've included the gap analysis process so that you can have a tool to use to be strategic about improving your life academic standing. Too often, we take all these categories in isolation, and then we create anxiety about a single life issue, and we fail to recognize that we all have a really well-rounded life. As Martin Short explained, he might have money problems, but he would also have health, family, and the ability to be creative. Or he might have a lot of money, but his family might be falling apart. So take time to be reflective. Taking the time to stop and look at my global picture, your entire life, and then reflect, and then having the courage to score it as well as address it, well, that's what makes you a leader. It makes you different, and it makes you an influencer. I also think that as leaders, we need to take this tool to those we serve to help them form perspective. So many times we think that we're stuck in a situation where the world is falling apart around us and we are failing at life. But then you take these 11 courses and you grade yourself. Well, it allows you to look at your entire life. Yes, you could be failing at your financial goals, but you have strong relationships with family. You're creative and you're healthy. And those are victories. And that allows you to have a high GPA. I'm telling you, sit down and do this with those you love and serve, kids or colleagues. I'll have the life report card posted by Thursday, but I also included the categories in the podcast description below so you can just copy and paste them. I did it in the emergency lane on the interstate while trucks were zooming past at 9:30 at night, and it caused me to think about it all week long. I'm sure, like yours, sometimes my life at home feels challenging, and I'll let that weigh me down. But now? Now I have a tool to look at every aspect of my life and say, hey, Ted, come on, man. I'm on the honor roll of life. And yeah, I might be struggling in this one category, but holy moly, I'm a better person than I was before. And now I know where I have to focus my energy to bring my GPA up. As we continue to look at all things pandemic, I'm sure that your report card is better than you thought, and it will help you frame many, many things. Plus, if you do it with others, think about how strong of an influence you can be on them by supporting those you serve to help tutor them to get a higher life GPA. Take time this week to process these categories. Look at your world and really think about how you have the ability to make a difference in your own life, but then in the lives of others, especially if you first look inward, because then you'll be able to influence outward. So let's do some smart thinking. List the categories you're passing. Describe the process you will employ to support others' reflection on their life report card. And last, list three things you will change in order to be able to look inward so you can support outward. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please make sure to share this on your social media platform and with others. Also, don't forget to check out the TH3 by searching for it on CESA6.org online, or searching our Facebook page or our Twitter feed. And finally, thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music and their eternal optimism. Let's end this by really thinking about you grading yourself. And I want you to really think about it, and I want you to keep one thing in mind, and that is from a life experience that I share with many educators. You are your hardest critic. You know, when I was still in the classroom and I would have students score their own work and provide themselves feedback, the majority of kids shocked me every single time. They were brutal. They would shift their view and look at their work solely through the lens of criticism. They would give themselves one or two letter grades lower than I would have. They would be highly analytical and negative about themselves, and this happened almost every single time. This taught me a lot about the human condition. That is, that we develop narratives in our heads about ourselves, that we don't think we're good enough, and many times we're not positive as a result, and we tend to be hypercritical of our own self. So when you grade yourself on your current state, curve it a little bit, give yourself a break, and most importantly, talk to someone else about it. I asked two other people to do this process with me, and then I asked them if we could discuss how we scored ourselves. The rich conversation that followed as we went through each of the categories and the ways in which we reminded each other of our blessings, well, it was humbling. This week, as you live and lead, buffalo through what it is you're facing. Stand up to yourself and challenge your own mindset. Look at the 11 categories and reflect to yourself, what is it I need to do different in order to be who I want to be? Then, go and do it.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world. It's my own design. It's my own remorse. Help me to decide. Help me.